This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
More than half of Austin residents rent their homes. Renters tend to be lower income, to work in service jobs and jobs without paid time off. For those who've lost wages during the spread of COVID-19, some are now wondering, how am I going to pay April rent? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on what landlords and the city are doing as more people are out of work.
Stephen Crescenta was home last Wednesday, like many of us were. He was stressed. He'd been planning to open a restaurant this month.
Well, we were trying to open, at this point, a lot of that's been put on hold and we're kind of waiting.
Waiting for any restaurant to open. Last week, in an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19, Austin Mayor Steve Adler ordered all restaurants and bars to close, takeout or delivery only. Crescenta didn't even have any food to be taken out. Then his girlfriend lost her restaurant job. She was on the phone with a friend, also stressed about finances.
They were talking about how her pay had just been reduced by a half, but her hours remained the same, and she's still worried that she's going to be laid off. She was debating whether or not to go get a part-time job with HEB.
So here Crescenta was on a Wednesday, sitting in what felt like a storm of bad luck.
And then literally in that moment, we got an email.
It was from the company that manages the one-bedroom apartment he rents with his girlfriend.
That said, we understand the coronavirus, you know, the letter that I sent to you basically that said, doesn't matter. We expect rent due. And I mean, at that point, it was 15, 16 days. So
Crescenta says this felt heartless. He's been paying himself $500 a week from the seed money from his restaurant, but that's the only income between him and his girlfriend, and that could run out soon.
I mean, we don't know where the next income is coming from.
Renters across the city have been wondering the same thing. There is some relief right now. Eviction hearings have been paused into at least May 9th. And today, city council members are scheduled to vote on stalling evictions even further, giving renters 60 days to pay owed rent before a landlord can start legal action. But what have landlords and property managers been telling tenants? Well, some have been offering rent deferrals and payment plans. That's according to emails shared with KUT. Others are asking for the rent to be paid in full. Others have said little.
The message we are sending to our membership is communication, communication, communication.
Emily Blair is with the Austin Apartment Association. Blair says they've encouraged landlords to start reaching out to tenants.
Making sure that residents are in the know about what is happening on their property and what options are available to them.
What council's voting on today is not a moratorium on paying rent. It's simply extra time to get the money in order. An eviction can still be filed once that 60-day grace period is up. So tenant advocates recommend that if you can pay your rent in full, do so. But not everyone's in that position.
Yeah, sure. So my name is James Donnelly.
Donnelly works at Radio Coffee and Beer. Over the past 2 weeks, their hours have been cut in half. And as you might expect, their pay too.
Don't know what my next checks are going to look like.
So what's Donnelly heard from the company that manages their apartment complex in South Austin?
Very little.
First, an email about hygiene amid this pandemic. Wash your hands, things like that. Then a second email. The gym's closed. The office is closed. The laundry room will stay open.
Last little line tacked in. Rent is still due in full. And that was it.
So after a couple days of stress, Donnelly said he talked to management, who is now offering payment plans to tenants. Donnelly's glad, but still worries about the long-term ability of tenants to pay, especially if landlords struggle to pay their own bills.
A lot of us have lost our jobs. Some of these places aren't going to reopen up. Looking for a job right now is going to be really hard. Maintaining that consistent income is a threat for a lot of us.
As confirmed cases of the coronavirus keep rising and we're told to stay home and to not go places, is a threat that only seems to get more sinister. Donnelly says they'll take that payment plan the landlord's offering. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.